WMCHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Couts, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Wow, that's quite the introduction. I'm liking that.
Me too.
Good afternoon. It's Intuitive Soul, and we have Nancy Aruda today with from UniversalSky.com.
Hello.
And Nancy can be found at UniversalSky.com. And she's here usually every first and third. This is the third. She was here the second and the third, but that's okay. And we're discussing heart-centered consciousness because we got like a lot of energies flowing right now.
Yes.
We got a lot of like strange things happening.
There's a lot of strange little bizarre things that are kind of gathering together.
Now, we know that when Nancy's here, the phones go crazy. So I'm just going to put it out there. You have a question. One, give us your date of birth. You can either do it through instant feedback or you can give us a call. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Send us your date of birth so Nancy can check it out because she likes to connect in with your energies. But we do get really busy, especially the second half of the show. So if you have questions, call in now because we can help you now.
That's right.
All right. So let's talk about heart-centered consciousness.
Right. Well, we're approaching the sun moving into the sign of Leo. And as we know, Leo is about heart-centeredness. So they're traditionally a personality that gives from the heart. Okay. And their ruling vibration or planetary body is the sun. So there's a lot of emphasis on the sun. The sun is the center of our galaxy in terms of we're very dependent on the sun for human survival. Okay, without sunshine, we wouldn't be able to live. The plants wouldn't be able to grow.
Right.
So we actually require that light vibration from the sun. And if we think of our body as a reflection of the universe, the sun rules our heart as an organ. So it's found in the center of the body, right? And when I say the sun, I have to correct because it's bothering me. When I say the sun is the center of our galaxy, it's not the center of the galaxy. It's what all the planets rotate around.
Right.
So it's the center of our orbit.
We're good with the center of the universe, but that's...
Okay,
yeah.
But it's not really. The
no,
center of the universe is, I believe, 25 degrees of Sagittarius.
Really?
Yes.
Well, how about that?
Anyways, I had to correct that. It was bugging me. Heart-centered consciousness.
Something else in Leo? Didn't something just
Mercury. Mercury's in Leo, and it's currently retrograde.
Right.
Okay, so a lot of people are really thinking about what they want to create, because Leo's also creation energy. So there's a lot of focus around this sun energy of the month, because Leo is shining right now, that vibration of Leo, which includes pride, ego, but also spirit. Okay, so our sense of spirit resides within the heart. So instead of embracing more ego qualities, we can embrace that spiritual dynamic of what our heart center does for us, right? Which is about embracing that vibration of love and forgiveness. And that's really what the vibe is all month while the sun moves into Leo, especially the first couple of weeks of it.
Right.
Okay, there's a lot of activations that are taking place this week with the planet Mars. And Mars is known as it's an active energy. It's also known as like that quick active destruction energy. Okay, so it likes to destroy things. Yesterday it was trine Jupiter. So there was this active growth taking place in the morning, this amplification of the Mars energy of I need to move, I need to do something. It's about that physical component, that activity, getting the blood going. Then in the afternoon, it was square Pluto.
Right.
And Mars square Pluto activates a lot of frustration, internal anxiety, a desire for change. But really, there's that loss of consciousness around what needs to change. So we just get angry instead. Okay. So there was that frustration energy. Today, it's opposed Uranus. So Mars opposite Uranus. Okay. That vibration is really about awakening to your own sense of inner freedom. So whatever you believe you desire to, you know, create in your reality so that you feel that freedom more is being activated. So there's that desire to be free from restriction. Okay. Uranus can activate unexpected change.
Yes. So yes, we have, know that.
Yeah.
But Uranus is in retrograde.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So we're being asked to make changes on a foundational level as well with the moon, the new moon that's transpiring in the sign of Cancer on Thursday.
Yes. Tomorrow. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
I'm like, she's going Thursday. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
New moon in Cancer, and that's about really changing foundational emotional behaviors. Okay, so going, like, recognize any emotional behaviors that don't serve you, you know, that you don't get your own way, so you're going to pout kind of thing, right?
Yeah, your teacher had something that it had a Pisces feel to it, even though it's in Cancer, but there was something Pisces about it. I don't know. There's something. It doesn't matter.
Okay, good, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
We'll look at it at break, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Okay. So Mercury's retrograde. I keep losing my thought channel.
Ah, see, okay. I should not interrupt at all.
Yeah, I was on a flow there. I know. And we lost it, but that's okay. It'll come back. So anyways, there is this change of foundational emotional behavior. There we go. where we're being asked to make those changes. And the more that you resist the change, the more internal frustration and combustion you're going to feel internally. The more you embrace the change, the more sense of freedom you will feel. And it's kind of like moving through those fears. You got to move through the fear in order to embrace the freedom and to recognize that the fear is just an illusion.
Yeah.
Right? On a positive note, because this is positive too, it's all about being in that love vibration, feeling that vibration of love around you at a heart level. So allowing your heart to open, allowing yourself to explore your hurts, your pains, so that you can flip it. Because the moment you explore it, you're in a point of power to flip it into that love.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I talk about heart-centered all the time, but we still get caught up. We can still
of
get
course
caught
we
up
do.
In our fears.
Yes.
Just like we were talking today.
Yes.
You know, it's, we understand that, you know, people get caught up. We get caught up. We're human.
And that's what the sun in Leo is all about, being
right.
human.
Yes.
Okay. But also
the opposite of my sign, which is
right.
the Aquarius.
And heart-centered consciousness is when you're in your human component, and the moment you recognize that you're getting caught up in the human dynamic too much, release a component of that human dynamic. Tap into your sense of spirit and find the balance.
Yeah. Well, we asked people to call in, so we actually have some callers. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
Got my pen in hand.
We're going to go with our first, which is Elizabeth from Indiana, 29th October, 67.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Hey. So you want to, you're wanting to know what master's degree you should be going for?
Right, because I was dead set on going for a master's in criminal justice with a concentration in forensic psychology. But I found out from the school they might offer that only online, and I am not an online person. My other choice is to go for the master's in psychology, counseling, but I don't know if I'm cut out to be the counseling type, and I'm, like, confused right now because I have a bachelor's in psychology. So.
Okay. And so you wanted to get, well, And why do you not feel you can do it online? Because, you know, you have so much more. Oh, you need the discipline of being in class?
Right, because I tried the online once before, and I'm old school. I like the classroom setting and the interaction and the people and the instructor and stuff.
Right.
Question, can you do some in-person and some online?
For the master's, the first half of criminal justice, yes, that's going to be in seating. But the concentration with the forensic psychology, that is, they're looking online. They're not sure yet, but it's probably going to be online.
Oh, they're not sure yet.
Right. They won't know until, like, next week.
Right.
Because everybody's, like, going in a different concentration. Not all of them are doing the forensic psychology.
Hmm. Okay. I'm going to go with my first hit.
Yeah.
Okay. The moment you gave me your birthday, October 29th, I recognized you're Scorpio.
Yes.
Yes. You also have Mercury in Scorpio. You were born with Mercury retrograde, so you have a very, very intense mind. There's the ability to dissect things at a very, very deep level, which is a very strong asset for
the
criminal justice psychology.
Totally.
So, you know, you may want to entertain looking at psychological counseling and then flipping it later on, mm-hmm. okay, into criminal justice if you really feel you need that classroom exchange.
Mm-hmm.
But like I'm telling you, criminal justice is number one.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're projecting the fear of the online stuff. I think because they haven't made their decision, I think there will be some stuff that may be better to be done online just because it'll allow you to have a more in-depth. But I think there will still be a major component of it that will be in class. Like, I think you're worrying about it more than you need to.
Yeah.
Think that's my problem.
Yeah. I think your bachelor degree for psychology is definitely... I mean, you've got what you need with regards to the psychology, and I think you could probably be good as a as a counselor, but you would be so much more in depth. Like, it would be a very analytical thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I agree. I think the criminology is definitely something that you would excel at.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, what I'm getting in terms of where I'm making that connection with Mars, you have Mars in Sagittarius. So I'm making that connection with higher learning. There's a part of you that feels like you need to be actively participating, and sitting in a classroom setting is that active participation.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to tell you to do is see if you can get audiobooks. And like in terms of any course textbooks that come out, mm-hmm. get it in audio format. Go for a run. So if you're doing like at-home study, and you listen to it in audio while you're moving, okay, it's going to stimulate that ability to learn as well.
Okay.
For like any stuff that's done at home. So the thing is, it's like you need to be in a different environment when you're learning.
Yeah.
So yes, you can still be at home in front of your computer, but take part of it on the road. Take it to a jog or to the gym in an audio format. And you might find that helps you through any fears around online at-home learning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I strongly get that's you will excel in this. So I would not change your reasoning just because it's going to be online. And I don't think as much of it's going to be online as you think.
Oh,
I agree.
Cool.
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to go to our first break. I see that people are getting involved. So like I said, we usually get pretty busy. If you want to have a question, get to us now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send an instant feedback. Just remember to include your date of birth, because we have Nancy here today, and Nancy's from Universal Sky, and she's our in-house astrologer. So you are listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda, Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
for the weekend. Figuring which club to sneak in. Fancy drinks and $50 cover charge. Lately it's been a big hassle. Heineken in Newcastle. So make sure he's fitting in and living large. Disregard the lies he will tell him what his father like. Cause it's not hard. His charm is gonna get him through the night. If he wants to rock, you rock. If he wants to roll, you roll. He can roll with the punch as long as he feels like he's in control. If he wants to stay, he stays. If he wants to go, he goes. He doesn't care how he gets there, long as he gets somewhere he knows. Oh no, and na 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 na. See her, heavy makeup and cut t-shirt. Every girl out wants to be her, but they look the same already. Why you judge? Reading the magazine secrets, forgetting the topical regrets. If she comes home all alone, the night's a bust, it's a must. A swivel and her hips and the look she gives, it's all a trust. If only in the morning she knew where she lived. Cause if she wants to rock, she rocks. If she wants to roll, she rolls. She can roll with the punch as long as she feels like she's in control. If she wants to stay, she stays. If she wants to go, she goes. She doesn't care how she gets there, long as she gets somewhere she knows. Oh no, na 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 na. And in a wink, they're on the brink, drink to drink, and at the bar we cast a glow, shot to shot, it's getting hot, advance the plot to see how far it's gonna go. All the pens, so dip the friends and grab a gab, another chance, cheap romance. Doesn't count till the room is spinning. Nothing to lose, and they both are winning. And they fall in love as they fall in bed, they sing. If they wanna rock, they rock. If they wanna roll, they roll. They can roll with the punch as long as they feel like they're in control. If they wanna stay, they stay. If they wanna go, they go. They don't care how they get there, long as they get somewhere they know, oh no. And na 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 na.
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. We are here with Nancy Ruda from UniversalSky.com.
Hello.
We're talking about heart consciousness. However, we've got a whole bunch of people that are trying to get through to us, so let's take our next caller. I didn't give it to you. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, we didn't do it on the break.
Oh, well.
It's
Ramona from Texas.
Hello, Lori and Nancy. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
30th of December, 71?
Yes.
And you're wanting to know next 3 months about your employment?
Yes, and anything regarding my family.
Okay. Have you had a change in your employment, or are you hoping for a change?
I'm hoping for a change.
Okay.
I'm hoping for a beginning.
Okay.
I'm not working right now.
All right. And it's been a little while?
Yes.
But you've been busy. You've been looking after you. Yeah. You know, there's a part of you that thinks you should be at home with your children. Just so you know.
Right.
Like there is. There's a part of you that thinks that's important.
Right.
It's conflicting. And some, there's been some betrayal around that. So there, and I think it's probably much older than this life. Where you've been sort of holding on to that energy of not wanting to make those types of changes because you feel that you're supposed to be there for them and you want to be there for them.
Okay.
But I actually get that I get a major wish. So I mean, you can have what you want, and it is possible that you can create something that will allow you to have do both. How old are your children?
Well, I have a 21-year-old and a 16-year-old.
Okay.
But my husband and I have been trying for a little one.
Okay.
This is my second marriage, so.
Okay. That's what I'm feeling. You know, I'm feeling there's something around that. And then when that happens, that's going to change your whole dynamic again around.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you sensing another child coming in?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anytime soon.
Hey, Nance, what are you getting?
She's allow the child to come in.
Yes.
Don't try to push it. Just allow it, which means, like, you need to have fun through the experience.
Right.
Because if your focus is just the child, that's actually creating a barrier.
Right.
Okay. I'm getting, like, there's a part of you saying that you want to go back to work. I get the only reason you really want to go back to work is for more money. Okay.
Right.
Is to have that income. It's connected to survival and everything else. But what I'm getting is there needs to be more motivation than just money, because whenever you think about work, what you're picking up on is burdens. So it's like wherever you worked in the past, it was very difficult for you. It was very hard and it seemed like everything was a challenge. And on some level, that's the reasoning for leaving.
Right.
Okay. But you're still holding on to that belief around the burden and the difficulty, which is why you haven't manifested anything yet. So, like, see if you can flip it within yourself. Like, get really passionate about the job that you want to experience or the job that you want to have. And the moment you activate that passion within yourself is the moment that you can manifest that job.
Right.
Does that make sense?
And there is a position opening up in involved with infants and up to three, and that's my passion. I love babies.
Okay.
So I have been.
And that will also help you create the one you're wanting to create.
Yeah.
Right.
Being in with that energy and you'll be very receptive, it will help you. But I see you getting pregnant for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
But again, like, you know, don't go looking for it.
Yeah.
Let it find you kind of thing, right?
Yeah, let it happen.
In terms of the job, you know, give the best that you can give in the interview. Like if you're going for an interview with that position, do the best that you can. Okay. Don't be hard on yourself. Right. Don't over-criticize yourself, because there may be that tendency to, emotionally beat yourself up over, oh, I should have said this instead of that, or I should have been more like this. You know what? Just be you. If it's meant for you, it will be yours. Okay? In terms of, you just need to be natural, be yourself. So don't stress yourself out over any interview process or application process. Just do it.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, great. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. Have a great
Take
day.
Care.
Let us know what happens.
Yes.
Thank
Especially
you.
Especially
want to
know when you're pregnant and when your baby's due.
Oh, my gosh.
So we can get more information.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. So we've now got a bunch of instant feedbacks coming.
Okay.
All right. So we've got Dawn. Similar, except it's November 17th, 71. Also wants to know about her career.
I'm writing it out, and I wrote November 1771, and I'm like, why would I write 1771? Is this a past life thing?
Nope, that was right.
Nope, that's your birthday. And then I went to go change the 7 to a 9, and I'm like, no, wait a minute, it's the 17th. So that another little one of my Mercury retrograde stories.
Yeah, no. Okay, so what are we getting with regards to your work? Well, first off, make sure it's something you are very passionate about. Oh, my. I'm also getting that there's some you're getting the same reading as I just gave the last one. Almost. Got the same for me. Okay, so there's something, Dawn, that is there's something you're wanting to bring in. There's some karmic thing around, you know, a deep betrayal, a deep hurt, around work. And I'm assuming it's people around your work and it's relationships that have been within your work. And so that is something that has been either holding you back or blocking you from making that next step that you're wanting to make. And I know that you're wanting to, like, continue to evolve with regards to your career. But there's some karma around that that you need to just, one, you know, be very passionate. Opportunities are coming for you. You have to love what you're wanting to do, but there's definitely some betrayal that you need to work through that's been sort of blocking you up from getting what you are truly wanting and truly passionate about. So look into that. And it usually has to do with relationships. It usually has to do with people. So there's something around that. And it is something that that your soul has come here to work around, which is the karmic aspect of it. So it's not just this life. It's been other lives as well. So look into that and, you know, take some time to understand and work through some of that so that it's not, you know, holding you back. Nancy?
Yes.
Yes.
Bingo.
Bingo.
Okay, so yes, there is some type of past karmic dynamic. It's around leadership. It's also around men. Okay. So there's a lot of things that you're working through in this lifetime that are connected to past relationships. It could be, and it doesn't necessarily mean a romantic relationship. It could be a relationship that you had with an employer. Okay. Ultimately, it's connected to the first male relationship you've ever had. Okay. Which would be any type of father figure. Because what it is that you are learning is definitely coming back, not just from, if you believe in past lifetimes, not just one, but multiple. Mm. Okay. There's strong. It's like this karmic lineage that's playing out. Okay. So it's
soul
connected to,
or
yeah,
family lineage?
Both.
Okay.
It's personal soul, also a family lineage dynamic that's intertwined in that. You're coming up to a point of freedom, which means you have the opportunity, or an opportunity will be presented, where you can break through a portion of this karmic lineage or tie. Okay. It's not all of it, but it's a piece of it, which will make it easier.
Cool.
Okay. A lot of Sagittarius energy. So I'm going to get, you don't like any type of restriction whatsoever. You need to be constantly moving. What you need to improve is your thought process. Sometimes it can be a little too critical. Okay. So try and open up your thought process more. Be open more with your mind. Start believing in the impossible. Okay. In terms of what you want to create with your career. Because the moment you believe in the impossible, that's the moment you can make it happen.
Cool. All right. So we're going to go on our second break. We do have a few instant messages. If you do want to call us or send us an instant message, please make sure you let us know what your date of birth is. You are talking with Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. Nancy's with us every first and third Wednesday of the month. And Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Feng Shui for the soul. CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. NewSkyRadio.com.
Dead, long live the king. One minute I held the key, next the sound of drums. People couldn't believe what I'd become. Revolutionaries wait for my head on a silver plate, just a puppet on a lonely string. Oh, who would ever want to be king? I hear Jerusalem bells ringing, Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Be my mirror, my sword and shield, my missionary.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. We have Nancy Ruta here today from Universal Sky. We are talking about heart consciousness, but as predicted, we're very busy with people calling in and writing in, and so we've got lots of people. We're talking about heart consciousness, how to sort of transform this kind of fear energy, kind of the different kind of energies, and really, I think you were saying, Nancy, that we need to become, even though usually Leo is all about being out there and being seen, that this is more of an introverted Leo this year?
Yeah, the beginning portion of Leo this year is more of introverted energy. So as we move into the sun sign in Leo, we're being asked to really tune into ourself, listen to our inner voice, listen to, you know, even if that's our mind noise, right? And if it's mind noise, how do you get rid of it? If it's your intuition, how can you apply it, right? So this is actually a summer that's saying turn inward, not outward, like most Sun and Leo times are, right? And additionally, with the full moon in Aquarius that comes up on August the 1st, I know that's still some time away, but that's a highly intuitive moon that is asking for you to be receptive into what you need to be doing.
Right. Oh, you're with us on that day.
Oh,
just
am
so
I?
You know. Yeah,
oh,
that's
perfect.
A Wednesday.
So we'll be talking about that.
Next time we're here.
Yeah.
All right. Just so you know, you just popped online again. So
okay.
All right. So we're thinking probably it's your 30 minutes change. All right. So our next, nobody knows what I'm talking about. Our next instant feedback, I think it's Amanda.
Yes.
Yes. And Amanda wants to know about career path, and I'm going to give that to Nancy just because that's probably more of an astrology thing than what I would get, although I can get more the feelings on it. I wouldn't necessarily get what would be best for you.
Okay, just looking at your personal planets or Amanda's personal planets, a lot of Virgo, okay? Mm-hmm. And Virgo is a sign that can go into many different fields.
Okay.
You can become an analyst if that's of interest. Excuse me. Which, that's probably a cue that being an analyst is not of interest to you. Or you can look into any type of health field, whether it's holistic health, traditional medicine, physiotherapy, anything along those lines. Because of all this Virgo energy, there's a natural tendency to understand the physical body. Yes, education is required in, like, no matter what path you choose to go on. But there's that vibration there. look into health fields.
And this is your time to be looking at your career because...
Yes, because, well, Natalie, she has Mercury retrograde. So this is a very empowering time for her.
But also her age.
Oh, right. Sorry, I didn't even look into that. You're approaching your Saturn return, which is why these career questions are coming up. So there is some form of you're not feeling satisfied, or the career that you did in the past no longer appeases to the adult that you're going to become. Yeah. If you are in the health field now, because that would be natural, look in how you can do something different within that field. So still stay within the whole health and consciousness field, like whether it's mind consciousness like psychology or, you know, physical health or holistic health, but do something different within that dynamic. Unless, of course, you want to change it up completely and become an analyst, which I don't think you do.
Although Virgos are very good at that.
Yes, they are.
So this psychological aspect of health might be, you know, something interesting. Although, you know, analyzing is analyzing. We get into it regardless. It doesn't necessarily mean the number crunching.
No, it doesn't.
You know, not at all. Although lots of people do like that. I don't really understand them, but I am grateful for them.
I'm an analyzer. I analyze absolutely everything, but I am not a number cruncher.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I'm an analyzer. I'm a mind analyzer.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. But not a number cruncher. No. You throw me numbers, and unless it's numerology, I want absolutely nothing to do with it.
I also feel that there's something about a partnership that's coming very strong in your life right now, which may impact what's kind of happening around, you know, some of your decisions and where you're going to be making those decisions. Some stuff around this is definitely from the past. So whatever, like I guess what Nancy was saying, whatever you were doing, it's time to sort of start looking at changing it. Because, yeah, I do get that you're not really clear about what you're truly wanting. But everything seems to be about to change. So just allow that all to move in a positive direction. But I get that, you know, there's something around a partnership that has been maybe distracting you or will distract you in the future.
Or now.
Or now. Well, as I said.
Could be, okay, yeah.
It could be now. Yeah. There seems to be something around that has been distracting you. Now, it could be a partnership in your current work or just one that interferes with you or sabotages you making some decisions around your career and what you're passionate about. Don't let other people, you know, if you're passionate about something, go for it. Try it. See where it goes. Yes. You're so young that this is your opportunity.
Don't get discouraged by the amount of time it may take to make the change. Okay? Because I'm getting you may have looked into things and you're like, what, 3-year course, 4-year course? You know what? That's the time commitment. So make the commitment. If it's what you want to do, make the commitment.
And we know indigos don't really like, you know, hearing 4-year courses. So just do it. Just like do what really it will be. I mean, you're going to be in a career for, you know, the next 40 years. So make it something you enjoy.
Yeah, definitely.
Make it something you really want to do. And don't let people distract you and stuff. All right. Okay. So our next one is Debbie from California. And I'm going to address this one because I know this one so, so well, being a former social worker. It does burn you out. That's the one, probably the biggest problem with social work, I think, because most of it is doing Band-Aids and it's not doing the work that we really truly want to do, which is making, you know, significant change and helping people in a way. We have to kind of toe the family line. So the fact that you have an MA in transformative arts and you're thinking about becoming a life coach that includes art and energy healing, wow. I mean, that's, you know, that's exactly something. I mean, you're very, because you're a Capricorn, and I know that Nancy's going to touch on your astrological stuff, I know that you probably want to make a lot of money, so that tends to be a Capricorn trait. Don't make it about the money. as much as, well, I mean, how could you have made it about the money? You were in social work. but, it, you know, like really let your creative aspects out. And I'm sure Nancy's going to tell you where that comes from. But, you know, just play, like have fun, enjoy yourself, know what you, you know what you want to do. So follow your intuition. You're dead on as to, you took it for a great reason. And I see a lot of happiness and a lot of celebration around us. So just have the patience, the strength, you know, things, if you're going into your own business, it doesn't happen, you know, really quickly. So don't try to, that's, I guess that was sort of the answer of the last one, you know, don't, you know, take it easy, take it slow. The less stress, the better. But I see reward. I see you getting lots of great things. So go for it.
Okay. Looking at your planets, you've got a little bit of everything.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So it's almost like there's this mixture of sign energy that you have. The strongest, I'm going to say, influential energies for you is earth and water. Okay, with a little bit of air mixed in there and a little tiny bit of fire. So, which tells me you're very, very practical. You need to keep it real. You need to keep it practical, which is that whole sun in Capricorn vibration. But it's also your moon in Virgo. Okay, you're really good at analyzing other people's emotions. Okay, and analyzing their body language. So when you see their body language, you have that ability. So, yeah, working on life coaching, you know, when you're in a situation where you've got the person with you, totally, it'll be very good for you. You do need to open up your mind a little bit more in terms of the energy work component. So I know you do transformational art, and that would come from your Mars in Scorpio, which is very transformative. It would also come from Saturn in Scorpio, which, again, it's like having a practical tool that allows for transformation. I would say that's probably the strongest area that you should focus in terms of a tool that you should use. You have a natural ability to understand energy in other people, okay? Within yourself, it may be a little bit more difficult, and that's where you need to do your own energy healing prior to doing energy healing on others. So yes, you can intuit it in other people, but you really need to look at your own as well. Okay. So that's kind
as
of like
we all do as healers.
As we all, exactly. All healers need to do that. Right. You're not exempt like anybody else. But what I'm seeing is you can read people really, really well. You understand their energetic vibration and what they're sending out. You need to be able to intuit that back to yourself as well.
And I don't know about timing, whether she's going through her next Saturn, but I mean, I would say, you know, this is definitely your time to play. Like, you know, you've done your due duties. Like, you've done it. You know, you've put the time in the social work field, which, you know, kudos to you. Cause I had to leave like 10 year mark. So, you know, you've done your due timing, you know, like this is your time to play.
You still have 4 years before your second Saturn return,
which is all about the playing.
Yeah. So you may be playing with the idea of making the change right now. Okay. Really look at your foundation. Again, if you're doing it for money, I wouldn't quit your day job right yet. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cause it takes as long as you need it to take in order to build a client base.
Right.
Okay. But like, because you're so practical, there's that I need to feel secure.
Yeah.
You have a lot of planetary energy that says you require security as a primary. Okay. So
yeah.
Don't let the security stop you.
Yeah.
But if you're not ready to take that leap of faith, because it's a huge leap of faith for you, then, you know, play with it.
Play with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to go to our last break. We probably have as many people as we can take now, unless somebody wants to give us a call. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
He wakes up in the morning, does his teeth bite to eat, and he's rolling, never changes a thing.
between us grow deeper. Exchange, no time to exchange you and I.
You've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. We have Nancy Arruda today from Universal Sky, who is our in-house astrologer. And myself, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. We're talking about our consciousness because that's kind of the energy of this next couple weeks, moving definitely into August. We have a lot of people that have been trying to get through, as we do tend to get kind of busy, but our next instant feedback, I'm pausing because I'm assuming, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but I think believe it's Nakia. And she's just wondering about a breakup that happened in late May and wondering if you'd get back together. I'm not sure that it would be in your best interest to get back together. I believe that there's somebody else that's coming. I believe that some of this is around, I think, this is what I'm picking up. What you're wanting is not necessarily what he's wanting. I think you still want to have a family, and I don't believe he does. And I think because of that, that for you should be the sign that you want somebody else in your life. And I get that you can have exactly what you need. You just have to be open and ready to release what you have right now, instead of holding on to it, you know, just release it. Be really clear about, you know, what you want in your life, because I think you've been sort of settling, sacrificing, and not, you know, not being true to yourself. So I'm going to say this may not be the best relationship for you, that there would be somebody else that will definitely match all the things that you want. So I'm going to say let go and move forward. Nancy.
Okay. So at the age that you're currently at, you are going through a transformational cycle. You're being asked to change at a very deep level within yourself. One way to make that change is through, you know, for example, you're not being in the same relationship. Wanting to go back into that relationship isn't necessarily honoring the changes that you need to make for you. So, yes, I agree with Lori in terms of you really need to make a change. You really need to let go of the person from the past. It's very difficult for you because you have this very strong desire to be in a relationship. It's almost like you've made, you know, you have this vision of relationships being the all to end all. Okay. Whether it's you're dependent on them for your means of survival or you just need to be with other people, then over the next couple of years, you need to look at who you are. You need to understand the relationship you have with yourself. You need to heal past dynamic around spiritual lessons that you've been going through. It can be within relationships or it can be within other areas of life. But there's a part of you that's asking you to be with you, which means not the ex.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know that that's what you wanted to hear, and I'm pretty sure that's not what you wanted to hear, but that's what we're going to give you. And
yeah, sorry. That's what we get.
That's what we get. But I get that there is somebody else.
I do, actually. But she needs to understand herself first. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it can come in increments, which means, like, you don't have to be alone for 2 years or 4 years or 6 years. It can happen, like, before the two-year mark. It can happen within a year. It can happen in a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But it's about understanding you first, and whoever comes along will allow you that opportunity to continue to understand yourself. Don't get lost in the relationship. Don't give yourself 100%, because I think that's kind of your lesson.
Right.
Is don't give all of me to you.
All right. And so probably our last one, since we only have a couple more minutes left, is Lisa. We apologize if there's anybody else. I know that there is. You can either contact us again on August 1st when Nancy is back, or any of my other shows. All right. So Lisa is also wondering, she's wondering about love. So. Sorry, Lisa. We're almost there. Oh, dear. So you've had some big stuff transformation going on. Holy crap.
Yes.
Does it say that in the astrology, too?
I didn't look up the astrology because I didn't know if we had time. So yep. I pulled some cards, too, for Lisa.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're like not sure about things. You've had some like major stuff going on. This is like, I get that there is somebody coming, but there's a lot of stuff that's sort of sticky around you that you either need to heal from or, begin to start accepting about some of the patterns that have sort of like becoming more aware and conscious of some of the patterns that have been in your life and why they've been in your life, and sort of letting go of some of those patterns and just sort of allowing the healing to happen. But I definitely get that there's new love coming for you. Maybe and hopefully it will start with you first. Because there seems to be a lot of pain around that.
Yeah. There's, from what I get, it's almost like you're standing in this doorway. Okay. Of transformation. So you have been working through some stuff. There's still more to work through. And as you work through stuff, you're getting new stuff. So it's like, you may feel as though you're being in this push-pull situation. Mm-hmm. So it's like one step forward, one step back, one step forward,
yeah.
one step back. And that is that sticky vibration. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been there. I know it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm still there.
I'm going to tell you, keep moving forward. Keep focusing forward. Release the past. Release the past. Let go of the past. Stop holding on to it. You have a tendency to hold on to that difficult releasing of the past because it's like forgiveness is a hard one for you.
And that was the message you were going to let people know about this energy that you were moving into.
Yes. So forgiveness is a hard one for you. You need to learn to forgive. And if you can't
forgive,
yes, we all do. This is a big message for everyone right now. If you can't forgive other people, the situation, how about forgiving yourself? And just forgive yourself for putting yourself in that position, for interacting with that type of person, for, you know, heal yourself first. The moment you do, all this opportunity opens up. So for Lisa, balance is coming. The push-pull dynamic is coming to an end. So just keep focusing on the vision.
Yeah. And for everybody, that's what these next few weeks are about.
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. Forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. That's how we can move into that heart consciousness.
Yes.
I know. I knew there was something else we had to say. And look, we said it right at the end. How perfect is that?
Perfect.
You've been listening to Intuitive Soul. Nancy's with us every first and third Wednesday of the month, which means she will be back on August 1st. Nancy's from universalsky.com, so contact her there. And, yeah, may love and grace be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul. Nancy Arruda, Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.